It has been 3 months since President Bush signed the new campaign finance bill into law, but Washington is still at war over the rules for enforcing it. Today, the four leading congressional sponsors of the bill accused regulators of trying to sabotage their efforts. NPR's Peter Overby reports that one of the Republican sponsors called on several members of the Federal Election Commission to resign.
Today's blast from Capitol Hill was a delayed reaction following last week's adoption of regulations to enforce the new law's core provision. That core provision prohibits national party committees from raising the big unregulated contributions known as soft money. But by the time the six members of the Federal Election Commission were through, the enforcement regulations had some exemptions that the law did not. The changes were made by a coalition of four commissioners, all three Republicans and one of the three Democrats. Congressman Chris Shays, a Republican from Connecticut, said today that the four should just clear out.
They should have resigned yesterday. Absolutely. They haven't done their job.
Shays and his colleagues have been preparing to defend the law's constitutionality in a Supreme Court showdown. But they didn't expect this fight along the way. As commissioners drafted the regulations last week, they repeatedly complained that the bill was vague and badly drafted. Democrat Carl Sandstrom, who voted with the Republicans, explained why he was adding an exemption to one of the prohibitions on using soft money.
I don't in any way demean what the sponsors, certain of the sponsors of this legislation, maybe the key sponsors, may have said they intended. But in the end, it's not their vote that's going to count. It's going to be the votes of the members of this commission.
Today, Sandstrom rejected Shays' call to resign. He says Shays is entitled to his opinion. The three Republican commissioners were traveling or did not return phone calls this afternoon. Shays and the other sponsors said they will ask Congress to overturn the regulations, and beyond that, they say they intend to take the FEC to court. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona sounded as if he relished this new fight.
My friends, there is no doubt in my mind that the happy warriors are back at work, and we will prevail. We will prevail. We will win.
The lawmakers are especially bothered by the FEC's definition of soliciting contributions. The law says members of Congress cannot solicit soft money for state parties. The commission decided that soliciting means strictly to ask. And so, says Democratic Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin,
if members don't ask for a contribution, they can keep doing what they've been doing, raising soft money for state parties. The commission has basically drawn a roadmap for evasion of the new law. And we simply cannot allow this to happen.
As if this fight over the regulations isn't enough, there's also a sideshow involving McCain, Sandstrom, and the White House. Sandstrom's term actually expired almost 14 months ago. He's still voting because President Bush hasn't nominated a replacement Democrat. McCain says he'll exercise his senatorial prerogative and put holds on all other presidential appointments until the White House makes a written commitment to replace Sandstrom in August. A White House spokeswoman said today the administration is moving forward on a replacement for Sandstrom, but that it also expects to move ahead on all other nominations, regardless of the threat from McCain. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.